Newark is gearing up for the Hudson Avenue and Mount Vernon Road sewer separation and road construction project, with bids opening next year. The project mirrors the downtown project from 2015 to 2018. Officials say the $100 million project will impact access to parking, sidewalks, driveways, and traffic flow just north of downtown. The city of Mount Vernon has unveiled a design for the new City Hall annex and shared a timeline for the upcoming police station, courthouse, and annex. In fiscal year 2025, city leaders will host public input sessions, finalize designs, and prepare the site for City Hall and annex. Construction is set to begin in late 2026. Gahanna Police is surveying residents citywide to gather insights on how the community perceives their services. Officials say it helps officers better understand and respond to concerns regarding safety in the area. The survey is being conducted as part of the division's accreditation process. You can take the survey at gahanna.gov. I'm Eric Brown reporting. Johnstown Police are warning residents about a new scam. Officers say they will not text you or threaten to file a warrant against you if you get a call, text, or a voicemail claiming to be from the Johnstown Police and it feels off, just hang up. Police say you should never share personal information over the phone. Monday marked the start of construction for the new, nearly $2 billion terminal at John Glenn Columbus International Airport. A new terminal featuring 36 gates is set to be built on the lot west of the existing terminal. Officials say construction should be finished in 2029. The city of Mount Vernon has unveiled a design for the new City Hall annex and shared a timeline for the upcoming police station, courthouse, and annex. In fiscal year 2025, city leaders will host public input sessions, finalize designs, and prepare the site for City Hall and annex. Construction is set to begin in late 2026. I'm Eric Brown reporting.